Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings, I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, May 16, 1838, the Barbadian newspaper published the act to terminate the apprenticeship system 2 years early. The report quoted an act for terminating the apprenticeship of the Praedian laborers within the island on the first day of August 1838, which was signed by then-governor Sir Evan McGregor. It stated, and I quote, "Whereas by the act of the island for the abolition of slavery, the apprenticeship of the Praedian laborers will not expire until the first day of August 1840, and whereas the legislature of this island, duly considering the same, deem it expedient to terminate their apprenticeship on the first day of August next," end quote. The apprenticeship system was a labor system devised by the British Parliament to give the plantations up to 6 years of unpaid labor as part of the compensation for ending slavery. All enslaved persons under the age of 6 years would be freed on August 1st, 1834. However, enslaved persons over 6 years old would continue to serve their former masters, who were legally obligated to continue to provide food and housing for their workers, along with the new provision of wages as long as they made their labor available. But the system did not work well, forcing the British government to legislate its termination. The apprentices were enduring slavery not in name, but in form. Historian Professor Hilary Beckles makes the point that the planters, quote, "made no concessions to the laborers, but attempted to tighten their grip over the labor market," end quote. In fact, planters were bold enough to ignore the law, forcing children under age 6 years off the plantations and recategorizing high-skilled or non-predial workers as predial workers to extract labor from them until 1840. Furthermore, stipendiary magistrates reported that many planters were guilty of providing inadequate food to their apprentices, who were enduring extra long hours of work without adequate rest, punishments which had increased and were harsher, and the destitution of free children had become a serious problem. However, maybe the most important factor in the demise of the apprenticeship system was that the apprentices were demanding full freedom, even risking imprisonment, as they protested the inhumanity of the planters. The cries of the apprentices were heard, and on August 1, 1838, all apprenticed workers in Barbados and the British West Indies were finally free, bringing over 200 years of African enslavement in the British Empire to an end. The act to end this system was published in the Barbadian as well as the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette on this day, May 16, 1838.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.